Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Don V Fridays. Back at it, back again. Drift in the building. How you doing, my boy?
I'm doing pretty good. Just chilling. Had a pretty good week. Been all over the place.
All over the place, man. Not much hokey topics outside of we did land a commit, but we're going to get into all of that. Tiger Woods, Cam Newton, car accidents, disrespecting the churn, being disrespectful, everything. We got it all covered for you at Don V Fridays, but we always
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Gotta show love, eBay sneakers. Whether rare dead stock or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for on eBay. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verify the box, logo, stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity and customized with the sneaker's details. An authenticity guarantee also protects sellers with the verified return process. It is free to sell sneakers $100 and up on eBay. And thanks to eBay's authenticity guarantee, verified returns make the transaction worry-free, with other sites taking as much as 25%. You're going to have a lot of extra money left. For more sneakers, check out ebay.com/sneakers today for that real deal. Not that foo-foo. Also, bet online. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, NHL, UFC, boxing, all that shit are in full swing. Bet online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real time. Updated odds and props on anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, use your mobile device, sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. The promo code is ARMCHAIR. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. While we was chilling, Tech picked up a tight end commit, our second of the cycle, Harrison St. Germain out of Northern Virginia. How you feeling about the pickup?
I think it's pretty good. He's got some good size, 6'4", 230. In his sophomore year's film, he listed himself as 6'5", so I don't know if he's bullshitting or he might be a little bigger than is listed on 24/7, but He doesn't really have the greatest offer sheet. He's got Wake Forest on there as well. That's the only other Power 5 school that I can see. But just another tight end that we can add. I mean, I guess the only thing we can actually produce at this school and make better is our tight end. So I'm fine with it, I guess.
Tight end you? We tight end you these days?
This is the only thing we go after these days.
Oh, fuck it. UVA fans be mad as hell. We get talking that tight end shit. But anytime it's an in-state pickup and I could say X, Y, and Z about this kid's ranking and all that, but I ain't gonna do all that. It's a pickup. I'm gonna say the same thing I said last week, man. It's a warm body. We still early in the cycle. Hopefully we get some type of real momentum going and we can really start talking that recruiting shit, but it's a warm body. And it's an in-state body, so shout outs to Hurst and Saint Germain.
And also the guy we talked about last week, Devin Farrell, he wasn't ranked at the time, but now he's an 85-77 on 24/7 and he's 86 for just their regular rating. So this guy's probably going to end up as like a 3-star as well. But you know, like you said, it's good to have somebody that's in-state to commit.
3-star shouty. Hey, we the 3-star kings. We the kings of this 3-star shit. Any other school that get to talking that we be developing and we the three. No, we the 3-star kings, man. We the 85, 84, 247 kings, man.
Yeah,
Fuente lead the league in this 3-star shit.
I mean, we do a pretty good job of making like 3-stars at least decent. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people outside of Virginia Tech, they do notice that we take 3-stars and make them pretty good. We're known for that, I think, nationally.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when we was at our peak, we was taking 3-star DBs definitely, or 3-star athletes, and at least getting them drafted. You know, they'd be a 5th round, 6th round, late round corners and things of that nature, and you know, get a little bag out of it. Shit, I mean. I'm drawing a blank. Old boy from Suffolk. He played for the Ravens.
Well, I mean, for instance,
Chuck Clark. And
yeah,
shit.
Greg Stroman too. Greg Stroman was.
Greg Stroman. Yeah,
he was an 82. Yeah, he was.
Man,
shout out to Greg.
Shit. Yeah, shout out to Greg Stroman. In the
league. The other Edmonds brother. I think both of them actually. They were 3-star.
Terrell. Yeah. I think Tremaine was a 4-star, but Terrell was definitely. Yeah,
Terrell was.
And Trey was definitely a 4-star, but we needed a running back. So you know how that shit go.
Exactly.
You know how that shit go. Well, let's talk about this Cam Newton shit. Anybody listening to this, y'all seen what happened over the weekend. You got some little cheese-eating kid disrespecting Cam Newton, calling him ass, calling him a free agent. How you feel about this? Whose side are you on? You on Cam's side, kid's side, nobody's side?
I'm more on Cam's side. I mean, I feel like when a player comes to a school like that, I mean, from my area, we didn't really have anybody big in the NFL. The only person that was like, there was two people from my hometown. It was Wilson Chandler and Joyke Bell. And they would come back together, actually, even though they play different sports. And they would throw like a little weekend. And they would do like a football camp, a basketball camp, and like everybody would go to it. And I mean, everybody was respectful, and they weren't even that good. But they were like, you know, they made it. So I feel like when you go to an event that like a professional player puts on, and you're disrespectful, I mean, I think that goes to show what type of kid that he is, and his parents too. They didn't raise him right.
Yeah, and I know his parents, or at least his mama, his grandma, whoever he lived with. Saw that video and was like, boy, you guys apologize. And he put out that apology Monday.
Yeah, he busted out the notes app.
He busted out the notes and he put out an apology. And I'm on Cam's side. I think anybody with a brain, except for wasn't that Clinton Yates, lame ass. Everybody's on Cam's side on this. This is what happens when you got a bunch of kids, and this ain't generational. Kids are disrespectful, not these kids. Kids are disrespectful. What is this, Generation Z? Generation Z is disrespectful.
XYZ.
Yeah, they're disrespectful. Millennials, when I was a kid, we were disrespectful. The boomers and Generation X, yeah, Generation X was before us. They were disrespectful when they were kids. I think the difference with out of everybody is Generation Z is doing it on a stage. They have a bigger stage to disrespect the adults because we disrespected adults too. Now, you said Wilson Chandler and Joyke Bell was from your area and they would, you know, nobody really disrespected them. I'm from Newport News. I say this shit every fucking episode. Allen Iverson was ours. And I seen people disrespect Allen Iverson to his face. And they damn sure wasn't Generation Z.
Right.
The issue, the difference between the people that tried to pull Allen Iverson coat was there was no social media. They wasn't doing it on the stage. These people was airing out a grievance. It was at a football game. I'll never forget this football game. It was the biggest rivalry in the peninsula, in the 757. The peninsula, not that Virginia Beach shit. The biggest rivalry is Hampton versus Phoebus. Hampton High School, home of like Tyrod Taylor. Trying to think of any other Hokies that played. Tyrell Wilson, he played at Hampton High School. Dwight Vick played at Hampton High School, you know.
Yeah.
Versus Phoebus, which is, you know, like the home of Taj Boyd. And a lot of Hokies played at Phoebus too. The DB brothers, DJ Parker, you know.
Yeah.
Big rivalry on the peninsula. Anyway, Iverson, Chuck pulls up to the game and the X, Y, and Z. He on the Phoebus side and people started disrespecting him, saying shit not in his face, but saying shit where he could hear it. And it wasn't really kids doing it. I guess it was other adults, whatever.
Yeah.
AI is a very polarizing figure in our hometown. I guess Cam Newton isn't. He was throwing a camp, you know?
Yeah, so, but, I mean, the weird part about reason. I mean, you say mm-hmm. like they were saying they were talking stuff about him and he could hear, not necessarily to his face. The one thing that was weird about the Cam Newton one is like he was looking directly at Cam. I mean, Cam could have just slapped him across the face if he wanted to, but they were like,
he should have slapped the shit out of his ass.
Like right in his eyes, telling him he's trash. And Cam, and yeah. I felt bad for Cam. What else is he gonna say?
Yeah, Cam went out kind of sad with that "I'm rich" shit.
Yeah,
I'm rich. Like, come on. Anytime you gotta say I'm rich, like, bro, you lost. You're not gonna beat these kids. You're not gonna beat any generation kids in like an argument. Like if you arguing with a fool, you look like a fool. Point blank, exactly. For this kid, no, he was a fucking goofy. Would he have acted like this if the cameras weren't rolling? Probably not. And
I wonder how they started recording. You know, like because in the recording, it looks like the person that's taking the video is like somebody at the camp.
It's not somebody, not the kid. This kid probably was needling. He probably was needling Cam
all day.
Obviously, he was needling him before the cameras was rolling because it seemed like they was already in the thick of it.
Yeah.
So probably when Cam started to like acknowledge him, all right, let me get my phone. The phone's out. You know, it's like a reflex for a lot of people.
I gotta get my clout.
I gotta get this shit on camera. So once Cam started to acknowledge him, that's when it was off to the races. But kids have always been disrespectful. That's why you need people to slap the shit out of kids. Like it's a lot of people that's on social media that's never been punched in the face.
Yeah.
So
probably most
people. And it's the same, a lot of people that's never been slapped in the face. I remember my granddaddy slapped, the one time I got the shit slapped out of me. My granddaddy slapped the shit out of me one time. Like my granddaddy was old as shit and all that. And I used to disrespect I used to disrespect my granddaddy all the time. Just because. And one time, me and my granddaddy, I grew up in my grandparents' house, right? My granddaddy old as shit. Mm-hmm. And he went in my plate. Like we're eating. I'm sitting across from him. And this motherfucker went from his plate over to my plate. And I say, what in the fuck is you doing? And this, like, what the fuck is you doing? And this man reached across the table and slapped the shit out of, I mean, slapped the shit out of me. Opened the cut over my left eye. Like,
how old were you?
This man, I don't know, like 14, maybe 14.
Yeah. It probably humbled you.
Man, this man reached across the table and slapped the shit out of me and opened up a cut over my left eye. Cause he had long fingernails at the time. He was old, like he couldn't like do shit for himself no more. He was like, so I used to like hang with my granddaddy, like he was like my brother or some shit, like my younger brother or some shit. Cause I used to have to change his shitty ass diapers and all that shit. But anyways, this man slapped the shit out of me. And I had to learn, I had to know, like, okay, that's my granddaddy. And we kick it and I wipe his ass and bathe him and shit. But at the same time, if he want to eat off my plate, that's just what it is. Cause I'm in his house.
Right.
So,
I mean, I feel like, did you respect him more after that?
Fuck no. I was back disrespecting his ass the next day. Fuck him. R.I.P. Charlie B, man. Much respect, Charlie B, but you old as shit, man. Don't ever in your fucking life come in my plate, boy. Fuck wrong with you. That's how I felt. And my grandma was kind of like, well, that's what the fuck you get. But whatever. I mean, shit. At that time, I was ready to start snuffing people in that house. Fuck wrong with them. But kids are just disrespectful. Kids are disrespectful shits. They need to be slapped across the fucking face. That's all. Shout out to Cam. Shout out to
Did you see his like the replies on that kid's post? I mean, it was so brutal.
Oh, they were dragging his ass.
They're dragging his ass. And they went to his account, and he had his highlight tape and his pinned. And they were saying some crazy shit. One of the dudes was like, "This is about to be the most watched highlight film to not get an offer."
Right. And that's another thing, like, shout out to all the people that were saying shit like, they were just talking trash. Like, this kid is in a 7-on-7 tournament. Cam is an NFL MVP. They not peers. He not going against Cam. Like, he talking to a grown ass fucking man. He ain't talking shit to the other campers like that.
Exactly. I mean, Cam won college. He made it to the Super Bowl. He won an MVP.
Right.
It's not even like he's a trash NFL player. I mean, when Joy Bell came to my town, Joy Bell was not a good NFL player. He was decent, but he wasn't good.
Right.
You know, nobody disrespected him that I saw.
And he played in the league.
Right.
And that's another. I think this is another symptom of social media. And I'm not a person that dumps on social media about everything, but this is something social media is 100%. At blame for, and especially amongst, and I'm gonna say it because I can't say it, amongst black people, is social media has put a lot of black people in a space where like you can no longer be like a fan no more. Like it seemed like when a famous person is in presence, it seemed like we gotta lead with the bullshit. Like,
why do you think it's like that?
Because niggas is lame. Some shit don't even have a logical explanation. These niggas pose. But I seen it a million times where people don't want to be fans no more. Like, it ain't like the 90s. I think if this was the 90s, this kid would have been, oh my God, like, I'm Cam Newton is here. But, you like, know, in 2021, it's like, man, fuck him.
Shit.
Yeah, fuck Cam. Who the fuck is that? But I just feel like, man, it's just like, a lot of people are afraid to be fans and just be happy that somebody's doing that type of shit.
Exactly.
Especially when the cameras start rolling. I mean, how many times you done seen on social media of people, period, everybody, they'll ask a celebrity for a selfie and then put a caption, bitch ass Rich the Kid want to take a picture with me. You know how people is, man. Niggas is lame as hell.
Here I've heard that
fuck ass, you know, whoever, you know.
I'm imagine somebody coming up to you and asking you, hey, Dummy, can I take a fucking picture with you? And then you don't even see them posting on social media and they talking about, Dummy, you want to take a picture with me?
Lame ass Dummy. Man, listen, let me see him again, though.
Exactly. Hey, you never see two pictures with him.
Right, it ain't gonna be no second picture. I'm gonna take the next one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take the next one. Ugh, fuckers lean as hell. But nah, man, shout out to Cam Newton, man. Where do you think Cam Newton is going next? in his NFL journey?
I don't really know what he wants to do, because I feel like his throwing motion with his arm has been getting bad. You know what I mean? Because like he had that surgery, so I don't really know.
Talking about somebody who pre-surgery, even at his best, wasn't like. Quote-unquote pure passer and all that shit.
Yeah, he wasn't like a prototypical pocket passer, but he could throw the ball pretty well.
He could throw the ball far as shit, and he could throw it hard, but
he wasn't like that accurate.
Cam is one of those dudes. Yeah, Cam one of those dudes where, like, he'll make the 40-yard post look easy and the 5-yard out look hard.
Yeah.
Like, he had a lot of that.
Exactly.
He'll make a crazy throw look easy, but then, like, a routine slant. Like, what the fuck was that?
I mean, I think another thing, too, that when he said, I'm rich, I think it's kind of ironic, too, because, I mean, wasn't he like the – he only made like a million with the Patriots. He was like the most underpaid starting quarterback in the league. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he probably was underpaid like a motherfucker. But Cam made so much money. He
made a lot of money.
Man, you talking about a man – this man was selling yogurt, Oikos yogurt. This man was – Under Armour, I'm sure Under Armour
that was
gave him a big ass bag.
Yeah, but that was he was on Auburn when they had that problem with selling shit, right? Didn't Auburn have an issue with that when he was on the team?
Oh,
they were selling
he
like
got,
memorabilia.
No, he had got a bag. No, Cam Newton shit at Auburn was his pops got a bag. You know, for he got a bag off Mississippi State and Auburn and probably other schools. It was a bidding war.
Yeah,
and Auburn came out on top, and Mississippi State, who literally cheated to get him, snitched and said Cam Newton took money from Auburn because we gave him money, and he said on the phone that the Auburn bag was higher. So that's what happened with Cam at Auburn, and it ended up going nowhere because fuck Auburn, fuck Mississippi State for even how you gonna cheat and then snitch and say they cheated better than us. That's pretty much what they said.
That is exactly what they said.
But they cheated better than us. So like, all right, so you should get sanctions too with your whole ass. But what it came down to is his pops. I think his pops ended up taking the money and building up some church or some shit. Like his pops got like a TD Jakes church or some shit. So what you gonna do? You gonna run down on a church?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You can't tear a fucking church down.
Yeah. Fuck Mississippi State. That's some whole shit. That's some whole shit right there. Like, we're all criminals here. Like, the game is the game. You can't snitch on that type of shit.
Going back to where I think he's going to go, I don't really know if he's going to go to any other team. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he just re-signs with the Patriots.
Right.
That was probably the only place I would.
Patriots.
And then back up or start till they get somebody that they really
want. Compete for it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. They was the media, not nobody, you know, serious, but they was talking about a possible Washington football team stint, which I don't know, man. What? He don't need to be nowhere near Landover, Maryland with the shit they got going on. Let me tell you, Washington football fans, your team is not good, my boy. Your team is not good. Washington football team is ass. They got nothing going on for them. They won 6 or 7 whole games and made the playoffs. You are not a good team, my boy. So for what any Washington fan trying to snub their nose, turn their nose up at Cam, because you got Heineke. Shout out to ODU 757. We watch Heineke at ODU. We know all about Heineke. But you're not about to sit up here and have Heineke on your fucking roster and act like we set. We're good. Boy, if y'all don't go in that fucking draft and go get your real quarterback, stop playing with me.
Well, that's the problem too, right? I mean, they fucked themselves over. Everybody in their conference, in their division, is picking earlier than 12, and they're sitting at 19. There's probably not going to be a fucking quarterback there by the time they pick.
We'll end up with Mac fucking Jones.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Mac Jones doesn't make it past 15 with the Patriots being there.
Man, Bill Belichick no better than the fuck with Mac Jones. I know Bill Belichick done took a lot of L's. He looked like a dumb fuck, but he ain't fucking with no Mac Jones. He no better in the first round. Bill Belichick no better than that.
Yeah, because he got he Brady's dumbass in like the seventh, sixth, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it was the sixth. Yeah, Bill Belichick know better. But moving on.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
eBay sneakers. Again, ebay.com/sneakers. Dead stock or the latest release. Find the exact shoe you're looking for on eBay. But eBay's authenticity guarantee. Your sneakers are meticulously inspected by professional authenticators. A team of experienced authenticators verify the box, logo, stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity and is customized with the sneaker's details. Authenticity guarantee sellers with the verified return process. It's free to sell sneakers $100 and up on eBay. And thanks to eBay's authenticity guarantee, verified returns make the whole transaction worry-free. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for more sneakers. That's ebay.com/sneakers. And bet online. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, NHL, boxing, UFC, NASCAR, all that. Full swing. Bet online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Bet online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It is the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, use the promo code ARMCHAIR. Sign up today, receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sports book experts, and grassrootsdigitalstudio.com. Shout out to Cliff, man. Shout out to our guy Cliff. Grassrootsstudio.com. Get a free website report from Grassroots Digital Marketing Studio. They'll tell you how your website ranks on Google, your on-site SEO, links, web authority, So grassrootsdigitalstudio.com. Shout out to our guy Cliff, man. Gang shit. Tiger Woods. What's going on with Tiger Woods, first and foremost? Like, I heard he was in a car accident.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like from the report that he was going down, like, a pretty steep hill, and he just, like, I don't know, he's going too fucking fast. The car looked bad. Did you see the pictures?
I saw the picture of the car, yeah.
Yeah, it did not look, especially from where, like, he would have been in the driver's seat. It didn't look good at all. But
I ain't good at all.
At least he's alive. We don't need another Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, we don't need no other tragic, beloved sports hero, you know, dying like that. We don't need nobody dying like that. But yeah, shout out to Tiger Woods for surviving. He fucked his legs and ankles and all that up. I don't watch golf at all. Yeah, I don't watch golf at all. So I don't know if he need his legs to play golf. I would assume he does.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is he can't, you know, like we were talking about earlier, he can't walk. And in PGA, you have to be able to walk because you have to walk all 18. And they don't give you a cart like you would normally get. Like, if he goes and plays recreational, he might be able to play because he's not really walking anywhere except for when he hits. But
yeah,
PGA,
they need to get that man a $6 million.
Yeah,
a $6 million man leg. Get that man some We in 2021, man. They can get that man some robot legs.
Yeah, definitely. Some shit.
Get him some bionic legs, some bionic ankles, so he can chase Jack Nicklaus' record. I don't think he's gonna ever get it, but yeah, let him chase that motherfucker. Card.
Let him chase.
Yeah, let Tiger Woods. Let Tiger Woods have a cart. Y'all know why he got it, but can he even stand up to even hit the ball? That's the thing.
I hope so.
Awful. He gonna be awful. Tiger Woods gonna be at a putt-putt near you, out here just dominant. He gonna be the motherfucker out here playing putt-putt, just hitting all hole in ones. That PGA shit is over with. And
I mean, I'm just glad he got his last Masters that he won recently. At least he won recently and went out good.
Yeah, man. And Tiger Woods had a run where, like, the media people used to be like, is you taking Tiger Woods or the field? What the fuck? That, how many motherfuckers play golf at the Masters and shit?
It's like, man, I don't even fucking know, but it's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
It's like 30 or 40. I mean, there's a lot of people that play.
And they would say, are you taking Tiger Woods or the field? What? And people would say, I'm taking Tiger Woods. Like it wasn't crazy to say, I think Tiger Woods is going to win versus everybody else.
I think it's similar to like NASCAR or like Formula One racing. It'd be almost like saying, like, would you take one guy versus every fucking person racing? And they never said that.
Yes. And it's not crazy to think that I'm going to just go with the one guy. Like when Jimmy Johnson had the juice and shit, like, yo, I'm going to just take Jimmy Johnson. This motherfucker was winning like 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
So shout out to Tiger Woods, man. Let my black kings know. You can't be out here lusting over white women. I mean, Tiger Woods let shit get off the rails at one point. He was lost. He was out here lusting over white women, man. That ain't why he had a car accident. But that's why he lost his merge, because he was out here lusting over the white sugar. And, I mean, it happens to the best of us, man.
Yeah, that was bad, though. That was bad.
That was bad. Oh, yeah, it was bad. Man, listen. It's not even the fact that he was lusting over white women. He was lusting over just any white women. Like, he didn't give a fuck. Like, you gonna cheat on your wife, man. If he would have been cheating on his wife with like supermodels and, you know, all these like famous hoes, like if he had cheated on his wife, who was a bad bitch back in like the 2000s? Okay, like Angelina Jolie, like had the 2000s on lock. Let's say Tiger Woods cheated on his wife for Angelina Jolie. Man, I don't even think he would have lost his endorsements. People would have been like, man, bitch, if you don't keep it pushing, man, that man hit prime Jolie, man. Get the fuck out of his face. But then we started seeing the women that was coming out. Man, they was looking like stir-fried shit. What the fuck is you doing, Tiger Woods? What is you on right now, my boy? Like this man was a sex addict. I take a man at his word. When a man say, I'm a sex addict, and then they show the women he was hitting, oh, this man had a problem. Let's be clear. This man was a sex addict.
They call this a nymphomaniac, right?
This man was a nymphomaniac. This man had sex with his neighbor's kid. Now, she was an adult, but his neighbor's kid. This man was out of control.
And then after it happened, didn't he got on a boat and he just fucking, didn't he like live out on his boat for a while in like the middle of the fucking ocean? I remember seeing pictures of somebody took a picture of his fucking boat, something like that.
Shout out to Tiger Woods if he lived on a boat post fucking his neighbor's kid.
Let me see if I can find it.
That's legendary, but sad at the same time, somehow, some way. This man was so spun on the white nectar, the man started living on a boat. That's crazy as hell.
Yeah. He had, well, it's not just any boat, though. I looked it up. It's like 155-foot yacht, and it's got like four levels to it. It was a nice ass boat.
Oh, so he even living on a boat. Like, yeah. This wasn't the love boat that the Minnesota Vikings was on. He was on a yacht. Probably had a personal chef. All that up there.
Oh, yeah. He had everything on there, I bet. He probably had fucking internet on there.
Probably had his neighbor's kid on there.
Probably.
Motherfucker, man. This man, Tiger Woods, is a... This man's a legend, man. We gotta get Tiger Woods his flowers, man. Even though he got caught up and he lusted over the white sugar, it happens to all of us. I'm not perfect. I've lusted over the white sugar from time to time. But Tiger Woods really was out here winning PGA tours and tournaments and shit while lusting over the white sugar. How many people can say that? Not a lot of people.
It was wild too, because like you look at NFL players and you could like, oh, maybe I could see him doing that. But Tiger Woods was so serious when he played golf. Like, he always had a straight face. Like, you thought he was like, you know, you'd never expect. At least that way. Right.
Tiger Woods made the fist pump. Like, he made that like a signature celebrate some shit that people been doing since the pyramids got built. And he made the fist like a fist pump. Like, his signature celebration. Some shit that everybody do.
And the crowd would go crazy for it. Crazy. We've seen the video. They go nuts. They go from silent to nuts and just off a fist bump.
They would go ape shit. I don't know. What the fuck were they doing in golf before that then?
I mean, I don't think anybody loved the
nobody
person
celebrated.
Golf.
Nobody like celebrated that. At golf.
Nobody celebrated like that. Yeah, they would clap for him, you know, but they wouldn't. I don't think they'd get all hyped up like that. I mean, they'd always do, you know, the arm swing too that they do. Like, yeah. they'll throw their fist up like with the arm swing. Everybody goes crazy. Yeah. Oh, white people love that shit.
That's why we need like a young golfer. Because Tiger Woods, let's be clear, Tiger Woods' golf career is over with. That shit over with. He probably was already over. But we need a young golfer, and I don't know none because I don't watch golf, but the first golfer to go viral doing some crazy celebration shit, he gonna be the king of golf for the next 5 years.
Yeah, especially with TikTok and shit around now.
TikTok, all this bullshit. This motherfucker break out. What the fuck the kids do these days?
They dance.
I know they dance, but what's the dance? What are they doing?
Oh, I don't have no fucking clue. It changes like every month. They got some shit new.
It's a new dance every week. Well, I don't know. Even if a motherfucker hit the gritty, which is some old shit, the motherfucker hit the gritty after a goddamn a birdie, like instant legend. The old heads from golf will be mad as hell, but fuck them.
Nah, they'll love it too. They'll love anything that they do. Especially if it's the young white
Tiger dude. Woods fist pumped and people lost their mind. Let's be clear. The crowd loved this shit, but like, you know, golf is an etiquette sport. Like, hey, you know, you be respectful. You know, you don't get loud. You don't show up everybody else. You know, they got a certain dress a certain way, act a certain way, you know, look a certain way. You gotta like have a dick to even go to the Masters. You know what I'm saying? They don't got no women Masters, man. Michelle, we sit your ass down. You can't come in there. What? Then they didn't want to let Michelle Obama or somebody up in there, Condoleezza Rice.
I think somebody tried to get in, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, they let Condoleezza Rice become a member at Augusta National, and that was news. Like, okay, we let Condoleezza Rice become a member. What? Golf? Y'all don't let... You can't have nothing without women. What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, you have basketball and all these other sports for women playing, and I feel like golf would be one of the easiest for them to play professionally with men. Hey. And like, it hasn't happened yet.
Like at the same time? Oh, no. Hell no. Yeah, they can't hit the ball hard enough.
Yeah, man. It's true.
They'll be out here getting their asses smoked.
Yeah, and they play like from the farthest distance in the PGA.
Only woman golfer I know is Michelle Wee, because she was like 12 golfing. And I don't even think she was nice. I think she was just 12. So they were just like, hey, she's the GOAT. They just named her the GOAT because she was young as hell.
Right.
But, no, nah, she get her ass on the course. Washed up Tiger Woods to get her ass smoked. Tiger Woods on zero legs and zero knees. Probably hit the ball farther than Michelle Wee.
He definitely could.
But, I mean, this is the way God made us. Genetics and shit. Anything else happened this week?
I don't know. It's been an uneventful week. Nothing really in NFL either has really happened yet. We got free agency coming up soon. But what do you feel about, like, how do you think – you think Carson Wentz is just going to be garbage on the Colts, or do you think – you think he might be able to come back to somewhat of form that he was on before?
I like Carson Wentz. I like Carson Wentz probably more than probably some people. I think if Frank Reich can get his mind, get Carson Wentz's mind right, he can get Carson Wentz back to being a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Carson Wentz got crazy talent. I think what ended up happening in Philly is once the Super Bowl roster started to fade away and some of the guys got older and the line got older and the receivers, Alshon Jeffrey, probably about as fast as me at this point, like once they fell off, it was like, all right, Carson Wentz, save right. us, like be everything. And I don't think Carson Wentz is that good where you can't have nothing. He's real good, and he did the best he could with nothing, but he's not Tom Brady. Like, that's shit. Only like Tom Brady can play with nothing. Right. Absolutely nothing and still be successful. Like, I don't think anybody could succeed under those conditions. Now, did he make a lot of dumb fuck throws and dumb fuck plays? Hell yeah. But I think in his mind,
hero ball
that shit. I think in his mind, he probably felt like, shit, I got to. So
exactly.
With Frank Reich, Frank could get him back. Frank gonna get his mind right.
Yeah, I think he will too. And you know, like the Colts probably have the best offensive line in the NFL, and so he's gonna be protected. So he's not gonna be running around doing dumb shit. He's got decent receivers, probably better receivers than he had in Philly. And his defense is better, too. I mean, the whole situation is
Michael Pittman Jr. is a dog.
Did you see what he said? Did you see what he said about not giving him 11, though? Did you see that?
What Carson Wentz said about 11?
No. Michael Pittman is not going to give Carson Wentz 11.
Oh, I wouldn't give him number 11 either. Who the fuck is Carson Wentz? I wouldn't give his ass. That's some shit. You got to be a
Tom Brady,
a former MVP. You got to be, okay, we're a Super Bowl contender now because you came. Michael Pittman shouldn't be giving him shit. Carson Wentz got to go and earn his shit like everybody else. So
yeah. I mean, I've only seen that really.
I wouldn't give him shit.
Brady.
Yeah. Oh, now, if it's Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you better get that goddamn number up.
Right. Because
Chris legends. Yeah, for the legends, the Brady, Aaron Rodgers, even if Pat Mahomes came to my team and he won 15, get that shit up. Come off that. But for Carson Wentz, nah, you nice. You ain't that nice.
Yeah. I thought it was funny that it was a story, though. Like, they had to ask. They had to ask him, you know what I mean? He was like, fuck no, I'm not giving my number up.
When James Harden went to the Brooklyn Nets and Landry Shamet had 13, and James Harden was like, what you want for it? And Landry Shamet sent the picture of a bunch of donuts or some shit. Remember, because James Harden was fat for like 3 weeks?
Because he wasn't doing shit.
Yeah. He was out here just in a fat suit.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that NFL offseason ramps up and it gets better because, I don't know, there's really not much for college offseason other than like recruits and spring game. And our recruiting has been the most dry February we've had in terms of a class.
Recruiting is underwhelming, and there might not be a spring game.
Right.
Which is Fuente's wet dream because he don't even like spring games. So it's a win-win for his ass. But that's it.
I was going to say, anything with the media, he hates. So
yeah. no reason to coach for football. Yeah, he need to be a coordinator somewhere.
Where he a don't professor.
I don't want him teaching my kids shit. He can't be no professor. A professor on how not to do shit. But that's it for Don V Fridays, man. That's all, folks. Anything left you got to say to the people?
No, I just hope y'all like this episode. I know I made a few mistakes last week, but we'll clean it up. We'll be good.
Yeah, that's the point of practice. You know, as a great philosopher once said, man, we talking about practice. That's why you practice. That's why you get reps. But that's it, man. We'll see y'all next week. Till then, God bless.